Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
National Water Safety Month is kicking off this coming week. Tell us about what the YMCA does to promote water safety at its centers.
Sure. We have two key components that we do. The first action item is the YMCA Safety Around Water Program. What the Safety Around Water Program is the YMCA's drowning prevention program designed to reduce risk of drowning by teaching basic water skills. Specifically, the two key skill sequences in mind would be swim, float, swim, as well as jump, push, turn, and grab. Both of these are going to be components designed for unintended entries into the water to be able to get to a safe point of exit to remain safe there. One of the other things we are also doing is running lifeguard courses throughout our association. As we understand, there's still a heavy need for additional lifeguards in Western New York. We currently have 12 classes open throughout our association. Two of them are lifeguard skill prep classes designed just to help participants be successful with the prerequisites to the lifeguarding course. We have 8 lifeguard courses or recertification classes to get participants up and running there. And for any participants that are looking to work on an open water location, we have 2 waterfront skill module classes as well. So trying to meet the needs of Western New York to be successful, to have everyone have an opportunity to go to a facility that's open with a well-prepared lifeguard.
Knock on wood, we have better weather starting this coming week. How vital is it for people to have that water safety information, know what to do to be safe in the water, whether it's in the pool or on the beach?
It's extremely important to have. Even from an early age, learning how to respect the water goes a long way. Learning how to swim is a lifelong skill that anyone can be involved with, whether it's an indoor facility or even, say, at Woodlawn Beach, which I know is a popular spot here around Buffalo. So learning how to swim in the appropriate bodies of water that they're going to be in does go a long way. There are some rip currents that can occur in both Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. So knowing what to do if getting caught in a rip current, of how to swim parallel to shore to get out of the rip current, to be able to safely swim back to the shore without having to fight against the current, that's an important key piece of information to have, to remaining safe in the water. Our Safety Around Water program, we are offering it at multiple branches. We have received some funding to be able to provide that in the communities of Western New York. We currently have a partnership with Buffalo Public Schools that have a class that's underway right now. We're looking to get back into Niagara Falls, and we're open to additional areas to be able to provide this programming.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.